Edmonton, animal control officers were called about two recent attacks at an Edmonton home where an 11-year-old boy was killed by two large dogs. Police responded to the latest attack at the home in the city's south side on Monday night. They said the boy was severely injured and officers attempted life-saving measures until paramedics arrived. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The owner of the dogs lives in the home where the boy had been visiting, police said. Police did not provide the breed of the animals but described the dogs as very large. The dogs were seized after the boy was killed. The city said they are currently at its animal care and control center. Animal control was called about the two previous attacks in 2024, communications advisor Chris Webster said in an email. One of the complaints was concluded without charges and the other was still under investigation. There were also multiple barking complaints at the home in the past year, Webster said, which resulted in warnings and one ticket. Webster said the city made significant steps to address and investigate dog attacks and restricted dogs after council provided additional budget resources last year. A 5-member team was formed, Webster added, and a key aspect of its work involves monitoring restricted and dangerous dogs with attack records. Police did not say whether the owner of the dogs that killed the boy would be charged. Last month, a woman in Toronto was charged after a dog attack left a child with life-altering injuries. Police have said that dog was off-leash and inside a playground area when it charged, bit and dragged the child to the ground. The woman, who is accused of fleeing the area with the dog, faces multiple charges including negligence causing bodily harm. The owners of three large dogs were also charged under a Calgary bylaw after an 86-year-old was killed in 2022. Betty Ann Williams was attacked while gardening after the dogs escaped from a nearby backyard. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 2, 2024. By Kelly Geraldine Malone in Saskatoon. The Canadian Press.